Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, Lego. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN on a Tuesday. On December 9th edition of the show. Hopefully everything's going well for you in your world. Certainly going well in mine. Not so well in Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Credit to the Chargers. What a warrior-like performance from Justin Herbert last night. And that win over the Philadelphia Eagles, who now feel like they're reeling. We knew the offense already was reeling. It got worse last night. Four turnovers for Jalen Hurts, or four picks. My goodness, he doesn't usually do that. But Philadelphia, they got things to figure out. Chargers look more and more real by the day. That defense good, too. Underrated performance by its defense. Notre Dame, John, is crying. That continues, and I bet it will continue. We'll see if it leads to format changes, right? And I don't know if you know about this. Maybe you do. Maybe you've checked lines. NBA Cup.
I have not even looked.
NBA Cup, the eight teams vying for it all kicks off tonight. Eastern Conference quarterfinals tonight.
Wow.
I'm here to keep you.
Are the Grizz still in it?
Up to date and in line. No,
okay.
But they did go 3-1.
What?
Best ever record in the darn thing. Comes down to point diff for that wild card. Right? So we'll talk, I guess.
Some NBA Cup. Man.
Adam Silver's saying, please talk about the cup. Please talk about the cup. They don't give you any other games.
Right.
So you're sort of forced to focus on
it. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a light week because you have college basketball finals. So it's just a lighter slate, you know, for the kids to take tests, which I didn't realize they still did.
Yep, we're still testing.
But when was the last person that was academically ineligible?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, maybe Musa, I don't know. Was he ever? I think he made it through.
Took care of business.
Yeah. So, yes, we're working through a light slate this week, but no shortage of things to discuss. You were locked in for that entire Monday Night Football. Any particular reason why? Just because?
There was a real reason.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, and it's convenient that you ask me, because the man behind the glass today, King George, he had a man we know as Imani Vidal.
Ah, yes. Kimani.
Kimani.
You forgot the K.
Excuse me.
Very disrespectful, by the way.
The Vidal, very important. Well, both George and I were rooting for him. He's not mine. He's George's.
That's right.
And I wanted George to win and take the 3 seed in our fantasy playoffs.
Oh, because he wants
to. Thank you. I appreciate
he
that.
He needed 11.7, and I watched every single. No. 11.4.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yes, it was.
Brutal.
Because I watched it into overtime. I watched every single down of it. I wanted George, I'll be honest, on my side of the bracket.
Oh, I know. He wants to put you out like a dog. He wants to put you down like a dog. And who has the last laugh in this entire room? It ain't me. I thought I really did some highway robbery. Again, 7-4 pace.
Yep.
But not enough.
Sorry. And I'm sorry to come on.
You start 0-3 in fantasy, you're cooked. It don't matter what you do. I did everything I could do. I got George Kittle. I upgraded that position. I got John Taylor. I upgraded that position. I picked up the league MVP off the waiver wire. It doesn't matter. It's not enough. It's just not enough to overcome an 0-3.
You sound like Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did.
That's what you sound like.
George
feels me on that.
But unlike Notre Dame, I got a signature win this year.
Yeah, I think it's a more raw deal for you.
It is.
Than anything for Notre Dame.
Well,
we discussed it. Notre Dame needs to stop
playing. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we could at some point,
you know, get to it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to stoke the fire.
Well, Ben Hogan's team is absolutely an embarrassment, and he knows it. And I think he should volunteer to be eliminated.
Replaced by a bigger brand,
yes.
Someone that could win it,
yes.
With a better team.
I mean, like, he really is the James Madison of this bracket. Go look at his team, bro. Go look at
Ben,
it.
Ben, they're going to push for format change.
Yep.
I've already scouted. He's up. He's on the scouting report for me.
If you don't beat him, George. If you don't
beat
Ben Hogan, you got to get that first round win, get the extension. You know, your fans will be happy. Because they were very upset with you when you made the trades this year, right? Your fan base, when you sent away Jonathan Taylor.
Are you okay with us, with George giving himself a round of applause for
absolutely.
Making it to playoffs first year in the 929 league?
He
George
traded away Jonathan Taylor and still made the playoffs.
It's very impressive.
And
he pulled that off.
It's
the man
the
he traded him to did not make it.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It really is. Is it karma?
It might be, but I was with you. I was laughing at George, making fun of George.
But remember, George did send the offer.
Have we actually checked what the tiebreaker is? Because there's a ton of teams just all stuck at six.
It's points scored.
Is it just points scored?
Yeah, that's what's got Jess in over John, and that's what's got him burned up.
Because I beat Jessica by a lot when we play. I actually used my season high. I put 162 on her ass, but it didn't matter.
I'm going to say the last thing on this. I hope Gabe's listening. I beat him twice this year. We have the same record, and yet I'm the 2 seed because of points scored. I beat him twice head up. Can't do any better than that. So, format change coming.
Format change.
Next year we'll get John's brand in.
That's right.
I was about to say, he sounds like Pete Bavakwa right now.
It's not much of a brand anymore, I'll be honest.
That's why we did this, y'all. It's not just selfish. We compared it to the crying that Notre Dame is doing. It's amazing how the two parallel there.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm very
Be Vandy,
I'm Catholic.
Notre Dame.
I'm Catholic and getting screwed over. Notre Dame Catholic and getting screwed over.
Wow.
The similarities run all over the place. Big show today. George is here. Welcome to the show.
Welcome,
George.
Welcome yourself to the show again, George.
Thank you.
We've got Jessica Benson, who will join us very controversially at 11:25. She's in the playoffs. You know, I would say a DEI hire, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. And then at 1:25, I just mean for the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? And then for 1:25, we're going to talk to Frank Bonner. He will be in here, and he's been a very busy man because he's been covering a new coach.
Good.
At the University of Memphis. Of course, Charles Huff will not be announced until tomorrow, but I'm sure he's gotten to know a little bit about Charles Huff and his staff and everything that's going on. So he will join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. Like you said, got NBA Cup to break down, got some college basketball, college football playoff. But we do have quite a bit to do, George, here. If we could, we'd like to start our weeks typically with a little segment we call Cap or No Cap. Let's get it. After the last 2 weeks of his season, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts should be benched. Cap or no cap?
That is so cap.
So cap.
Yeah, they're going through it. Listen, it's easy to pin this on Jalen Hurts. Is it 5 turnovers because he had the 2 on the 1 play?
That counts.
4
as 2.
Interceptions,
four
5
interceptions,
turnovers,
five turnovers,
right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's why I had a little trouble there trying to count up how many it was.
So it's 6 in the last 2 games.
Yes, he only had 1 interception coming into the game against the Bears. He throws one there and has a fumble. So this is getting to be a thing here the last 2 weeks. I think it's cuz he's feeling the pressure. You know, obviously it's very easy to say, well, you know, Saquon Barkley's not having the same kind of season he had last year. A lot of that is their offensive line is not same. That's all you heard last night. You know, a lot how banged up they are on the offensive line, certainly not getting the same play that they got last year. One of their main guys, Dickerson's, banged up. So that's part of it. And as a result, there's all this pressure on Jalen Hurts. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. Clearly, this is must-win time. But we know that Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's a championship dude. Like, he's played well in 2 Super Bowls. So the idea of benching him because now he's turning the ball over when he wasn't at all up until the last 2 weeks.
1 through 11.
Exactly. He was not turning it over. Is ridiculous. We've said what the issue is. Kevin Petullo. And tell me if I pronounced that one correct, because I've had to learn it, and we've heard it so much over and over and over again. Their offense right now with what they have, you know, the issues they have in the run game, It's not creative enough. Now, you could say, man, just get the ball to A.J. Brown more. Just get the ball to Smith more. That's on Jalen Hurts. But when that's the only thing that they know they can do, and a lot of times, let's be real, he ain't the most accurate quarterback. That's always been one of
his
issues.
Right.
All the pressure's on him. Last night, though, no excuse because their defense stepped up. You know, all they needed was their offense really to – I mean, my gosh, they don't need you scoring 50 out there, but you've got to be able to maximize the weapons you do have. And right now they're so banged up with the offensive line, Petullo looks worse and worse.
Yeah, I think I would put this squarely on the coaching staff. I mean, Jalen Hurts, you know, made some bad throws last night, and he's made some bad throws the last couple of weeks. But
feeling pressure, I believe, yes.
They were 8-2. They were up 21-0 on the Cowboys, and now they're sitting here at 8-5. The coach is being ridiculously stubborn about not changing the play caller.
His friend.
And I do think that has as much to do, because we've seen Jalen Hurts be better than this.
Yes, and we've seen him do it through change in terms of coordinators. That's all they do is flip coordinators. Right. They just had to replace Kellen Moore.
Right.
And so that's why we're here. That we've been through this before. So my point is, he's been apt to change. We've seen it. He's used to change.
Yep.
This is one that needs to be made. It's all going to get pinned on him right now, and he's the one feeling the pressure because he's the one out there and is the guy under center.
Right.
But this is a like you said, this is a coaching issue right now.
Well, and it's what people love to do,
right?
People love backup quarterbacks. It's like the most popular person in the world. It's like, oh, man, my starter is really struggling. I got to go. You know, people love Shadur. Now Shadur is the starter, and if Shadur struggles, they're going to want to go back to the backup. Like, it's just the way kind of this that we work as fandom.
Yeah.
But
this dude's a champ.
I don't even know who the backup quarterback is in Philly.
Kind of disrespectful.
I do. It's not good.
Who is it?
Tanner McKee.
You know what? He's actually not a bad player, but he wouldn't fix what's ailing the Eagles. Like, it would not be fundamentally different if it was Tanner McKee in there other than Jalen Hurts, right? Besides Jalen Hurts. They have a structural issue. They're banged up on the offensive line. No Lane Johnston last night. Landon Dickerson left in the middle of the game. So they got offensive line problems. And by the way, let's just say this. The freaking Chargers are good. Like, that's a good team. You're on the road. Like, Khalil Mack and that pass rush. And
yeah, that defense is underrated.
I mean, it's Jim Harbaugh. They're 9-4.
The league.
I mean, I don't think that's, you know, an embarrassment. I mean, obviously, turned the ball over 5 times and twice in one play. That was pretty nuts. I've never seen that. And he's struggling right now. There's no question about it. But he's a Super Bowl champ, to your point.
Benching is not within the realm of possibility.
Now, if we get into next year and these struggles continue with a new offensive coordinator and a new coach, possibly, you know, I think that could be a discussion. Like, his future in Philly.
We know the players are good,
right?
When you have to keep flipping offensive coordinators, which they did, if you go back 2 years ago, they were struggling with this and had to move and change, and that team collapsed before they come back and win the Super Bowl last year. Now, part of that team's issue 2 years ago wasn't all the same. That defense was bad.
Yeah.
That was part of their issue. But here we are again looking like the same thing, like a team that's ready to go one and done in the playoffs. It's many of the same players. Offensive line not as strong. Defense, though, might be stronger. And so, again, I just think if you had someone that could adapt in terms of a play caller, you could fix this, John, because you know these players are good enough to contend, certainly, for a Super Bowl. This is inexcusable. Your issue is higher up. And so that's why I said you're right. We can start looking at Jalen Hurts again next year and all this and determine, you know, where he fits in terms of tiers. But, bro, they've won a Super Bowl. He's played well in two. Like, this ain't the players. This is the coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. And so, look, they finish with Raiders, Commanders on the road, Bills on the road, and then the Commanders again at home. Probably going to go 3-1, right?
Right, which is why they'll hold off Dallas and win the division, but could still very well go 1-done.
Yeah.
Those offensive line issues to where you could get Saquon going, I don't know that you can fix those the rest of the way.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I will say, like, it does seem like the Commanders are still trying. You know, the Jaden Daniels came back and played, so we'll see if he's out there on the 20th. But
I thought that Philly defense bounced back after getting run over by the Bears. They looked like, again, a Super Bowl defense for much of the night. I know that's why you have to give all the credit in the world, Justin Herbert. What a warrior.
Yep.
You know, hand
that
broken,
was
broken bone. They're hitting on it. They're brain. He's running for first downs at the end of that game, taking them, looking like Josh Allen out there. I mean, to overcome, you know, how good that defense is, very impressive effort by Justin Herbert, because that looked like, again, a defense that is good enough to win a Super Bowl. But they'd have to get things together offensively.
I agree. People were really upset, by the way, that, you know, about the post game with Rutledge. I thought that was a ridiculous, all the white knighting going on for Rutledge. Like, the dude did the interview. What is everybody upset about? Have you seen that backlash?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean.
I thought Justin knows the deal.
Right.
Now, I get that I'm willing to give it a pass. It's not like I was going to call it out or anything.
Right.
But the reason I'm willing to move on, because he just had a warrior-like effort.
Yeah.
Like, so I felt like, he still got some fight in him.
Emotional
game,
fought so overtime.
Hard, and he's trying to congratulate, teammates and say, to opponents, shake hands. And But he also has been doing this long enough, and he knows who Laura is and what she represents. And what she is a pro.
Right.
Just like we said about Maria Taylor with Saban and everything else. These are pros. And so you've got to be able to pull it back, right? Isn't that part of being a professional?
It is. It is.
And to that point, and this is why I don't think I need to overblow it. He did.
He did the interview.
He pulled himself together.
That's
he did the interview. He did, though. I watched him. Did you see him turn around, look at the camera afterwards? Like, he made it clear he was not happy
No, he was not happy about
that
it.
That he had rather they gone. But who else was she going to go to?
No, I mean, she had to go to Justin Herbert. I mean, that's the way it goes, the quarterback. You're not going to go to the defensive back that made the play. I mean, you're not going to do that. But I just felt like, listen, he had a little bit of an attitude about it. He didn't want to do it.
But he did it, to your point.
Let's move
and
on.
That's why we move on.
Exactly. Yes. People are still like, people are going at him still this
moment,
morning.
It was a moment, though.
It was a moment. He's like, hey, he said, listen, I want to go celebrate my. I don't think that makes him a bad person either.
Man, that man's still full of the fire, the competitive fire.
You can't
just ask him to turn it off. But I get, and I think he did, for the most part, he did a pretty good job.
Yes.
But he let her know.
That was a huge,
he did not appreciate
huge interception.
I got no problem with it, though.
Yeah.
It's the fire. That man, dude, he won them that game.
He sure did.
He said, I'm going to run this ball through this Philadelphia Eagles.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, because that is a physical Eagles defense.
And we also have learned now, Jason, that when they don't have Jalen Carter, they are a different football team.
They are.
They should have lost the Cowboys in week one.
You'd expect them to be. We saw that early in the season, too, right? For the game he was spitting. Yes.
It speaks to the quality of player that he is.
He's good. Jordan Adams good. They got Nolan Smith. Up there. They got a bunch of dudes up front. Dean comes rushing, local product.
Yep. So I think Nolan Smith is too, right?
Is he local?
Or he
went to Georgia, didn't he? Is that what it is? It feels like they all went to Georgia.
Nolan Smith was not. No, he was not a local kid. But N'Kobe Dean definitely was. I don't know why I thought that.
Horn Lake, right? On the cover, we need to say it. Shout out Horn Lake.
Yeah. Shout out to Horn Lake. Yep, absolutely right. He came through.
Not far from Georgia's parts.
That's
or
right.
Are those your parts?
Close enough.
Okay.
Yeah, close enough.
We don't.
DeSoto County.
He doesn't want to disclose his address.
Shelby Metro.
There you go.
Is that still? Okay, you still do live in Shelby Metro? You claim Memphis?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have a 901 phone number.
All right, there we go.
George is Memphis.
Pete Golding, George Ruggiero. There you go. all right, Notre Dame is still crying, cap or no cap. I'm going to just go ahead and finish it. It's no cap. Notre Dame's AD, Pete, how do you say it? Bivacqua?
I think it's Bivacqua.
Bivacqua? Okay, so he's having a press conference this morning. And he is saying the following. We were shocked, mystified by what happened Sunday. We had one of the most dominant 10-game runs in the history of college football, okay? The ultimate gut punch that this team doesn't get to play for a national championship. What we were surprised and disappointed by was how the ACC went on social media campaign attacking our program. This is being transcribed from Brevin Murphy. This has created damage. I'm not going to shy away from that, and that's just not me speaking. It's a lot more people more important at this university than me that feel the same. It has done some real damage. So Notre Dame's AD is still balling on national television right now. And what Notre Dame needs to realize and understand is that the sport of college football will go on without them. I mean, it's just going to, I promise. Like, if you turn on ESPN on December the 19th, there's going to be college football playoff games being played. Notre Dame's not going to be in any of them, and we're going to watch the living hell out of it, right? Like, as a nation, that's what's going to happen. I don't know why all of a sudden people have decided that we just can't go on without Notre Dame. Like, if they're not involved, like, we have to stop everything we're doing, and we have to just – we can't possibly do it. I get that they're a brand. I understand that. But are they bigger than any – are they bigger than Alabama? Are they bigger than Georgia? Are they bigger than any SEC team that we talk about? Are they bigger than Ohio State? Are they bigger than Indiana right now? I mean, I don't think so. So, I mean, I get why they're pissed off and they feel like they got, you know, hosed because James Madison and Tulane got in. But give it a rest, dog. Like, this is too much. This is too much dramatics for me from them.
What he's crying about today is that they feel, you know, betrayed by the ACC who pushed Miami over them.
Right.
The ACC is going to push its football members. Notre Dame is not a football member, and the ACC is trying to make the case for Miami because for a large part of the season, the rankings had Notre Dame ahead. And so, whether you know, it's doing its job for its school
in
football.
That's true.
And that's what he's crying about is that there's a tweet out there where the ACC compared the two, Team A, Team B.
Right.
I mean, and they're using it as evidence to say, man, you know, you just pushed for Miami over us. Well, you're not ACC, with all due respect.
That's
and
true.
Again, we can do this and disrespectfully or not. You are in every other sport.
Right.
That's the thing, and that's why it goes back to the hypocrisy of this. The ACC is good enough for Notre Dame in the 24, I believe it is, other sports, but not good enough in football. And you're mad at them for pushing its football member, Miami, up when it compared the two resumes, which we were all doing all season long, saying head-to-head should matter. And what you were saying, John, essentially the resumes are the same otherwise. Frankly, you could say Miami had better wins. When Notre Dame had its chance to get big wins, it lost them.
That's right.
And so back to that standpoint, he's mad at the ACC. Brother, if you're in it in football, you would have won the championship and you'd be in.
And if you would have beat Miami, you're in.
They want their favor in all ways,
they do,
bro.
They do.
And listen, they're getting it because Heather Dinich was already talking about this and folks are texting me about it. Like, automatically next year, if they're in the top 12, they're going to get in.
Right.
Why is this? Why do we keep giving them their way? Because of what you said, the value they bring to the product. When Notre Dame is on, everyone is watching.
Yep.
All right. It's why they got the deal, but what, still with NBC or whatever the heck it is.
Yep.
Their own deal.
You're right.
And that's why the commissioners and everybody else are willing to let Notre Dame continue to have this edge and this favor because of the value they bring. It's a flawed system, but the fact that Bavakwa is going off on the ACC commissioner when he is not a football member of the ACC, what do you want him to do?
That's right.
Again, you could argue the ACC didn't have to put the two of them up there and compare them.
Yeah, but facts don't care about your feelings.
But, bro, their job is to push the school that's out of it right now. They're trying to make the case. This is during the rankings.
Right.
Again, it goes back to you shouldn't have these rankings every week, but that's part of the soap opera. ESPN has paid to do that.
That's right.
But Notre Dame allowed itself to believe it should truly be there,
they
and now they're trying to cry
because
about
that's
it
how they, that's
they
how they
no
move.
Place. They should be mad at the ACC championship game that had what Duke beating Virginia.
They could certainly be mad
why
about
you got
that.
JMU in here.
But don't be mad about the fact that you and Miami basically had the same resumes. You had the same record. But the one key difference is that you played and Miami beat you.
They're mad because you switched it at the end.
Right. And again,
they get it.
I mean, they believe me.
You come to them and you say you beat us head to head.
And I do understand the frustration. But like, look at Clark Lee, right? Look at how he's handling this.
I saw it.
Clark Lee is like, we had control over this. We didn't do enough to get in. We're going to play a bowl game. People want us to be disappointed, but we're not. We're excited about this bowl game, you know? And nobody's bitching and crying and moaning and complaining. And I get it.
Because Vandy's folks ain't pressuring
him.
They are. You know,
that's very true.
Their AD and them folks, the way this Bavakwa dude is getting it from his people.
No, Notre Dame season is viewed
as a
failure. And then and Vandy's, if they win this bowl game, is going to be viewed as a huge success.
Notre Dame is handling this so poorly.
They
punking
truly
out,
are.
Not playing
taking
their bowl
their ball
game.
Going
it's
home.
Ridiculous.
You know,
and crying to the ACC,
which
you are not a member of in football, but it's good enough for you in the other ones.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. It's hypocrisy.
It is. But it's rest assured, it will not stop.
Well, and again, the rules are changing. They're going to get their way because they're automatically in. If they're ranked in the top 12 going forward, they're getting favor. They're getting, you know, they cry, they get what they want for the most part.
Yep.
So it's going to always be changed for Notre Dame because of the value they bring.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Jessica Benson about this, get her thoughts on, USC was basically their best win. That was what they were holding up. So we'll ask her what it's like to be a team that didn't make the playoffs' best win, get her thoughts on the Grizzlies and more. Stick around, J&J, 90 China FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jessica Benson is the host of The Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd on Grass City Media. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network. TikTok star. Joins us every Tuesday, and she joins us now. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you guys?
No, really. Good morning.
Feeling pretty good.
Great morning.
I mean, you must really feel good today when you check the standings on the 92.9. Yeah. Just get it out, man. I mean...
You know, I'm excited to represent yet again in the playoffs of the 92.9 Fantasy Football League. I'm staring at my belt right now. It sits on my mantle above my fireplace. It's staring me right in the eye, and I'd like to keep it. It's nice decor.
Yeah.
Champ.
Say that, you know, there was a head-to-head matchup, hypothetically, and the person that, in fact, busted the other person's ass in that matchup has the same record as that person at the end of the year, yet that person doesn't get in the playoffs, and the loser of that matchup gets in. I mean, on the surface, you have to say that sounds wrong.
Well, unfortunately for you, there is not a
It's not for me. It's just a hypothetical.
Designating. There's no committee there to make a change at the last second and say, actually, you're right. This head-to-head matchup probably should matter more than we've been allowing it to matter.
He sounds like Bavakwa.
Why do we play the games? Why is there? What's the point in playing games weekly? Right?
If I hear you,
let's just set a lineup, and then at the end of the year, whoever has the most points 1 through 7 goes to the playoffs, and then we'll just do it that way for the rest of the year.
I hear you. I'm grateful that
relinquished your
Jess
spot
is not the commission. She's the champ.
No, I'll be honest.
Returning to the playoffs.
My bigger problem is the fact that somehow Ben Hogan went 8-5. Or 8-6, whatever it was. He's averaging 70 points a game. His team is an absolute abomination.
I know.
How did it make the playoffs?
He's the commish.
But there's always one of those every year. Every league that I'm in, there's some team that makes the playoffs that has no business making the playoffs. I had one yesterday, like, the guy just needed, I think he needed 6 points from Jalen Hurts to make it into the playoffs, and he did not get that. He did not get that. So,
well, I hope it's not.
It's a tough game we play. It's a tough game we dedicate ourselves to.
My fantasy team name is FedEx Forum Lease. Let's hope that that's not an omen. Where
the lease goes better than the season.
It picks up steam, and then it falls at the end. You know, we don't want that to happen. Take another bite of that apple, George. You're going to need it. Anyway, congratulations, Jessica. I as you know, I am nothing but class. And so I wanted to make sure that I did say that. And go get him. You got
Thank
Jahmyr
you so
Gibbs.
Much.
I have no problem with your team. You can do it. You can do it.
I remember when you refused to help me trade for a
That's right.
running back too. And
That's right.
I have used a mix of Tyler Allgeier and Blake Corum and Kyle Manungai. And somehow it's all worked in
I really didn't realize how much you were using that as motivation.
He did not
this year.
Help you. I see how this is going.
Well,
fantasy
she,
cards.
Jessica sent some of the absolutely most egregious trade
I thought that was just Chris.
We don't have to relitigate these.
Yeah, we do. Because, you know, let's not act like it was a fair deal. I don't even remember what it was, but it was just so much of a joke that it was not worth my time. But anyway, congratulations. All right. Well, there
Thank
was once,
you.
A, you know, I don't know if it was a Charles Dickens tale, but it was the worst of times. It was the best of times. It looked like this Grizzly season was headed straight to hell in a handbasket. And now all of a sudden you look up and they're firmly in the play-in and Ja's not even back yet. Jared's not even playing well. What has sort of shifted? What's flipped the switch for these Grizzlies now the last couple of weeks?
Well, there's a couple things. One is the return of Zach Edey, who, along with his play as a rebounder and a screener and a paint presence that makes people either less successful when they attempt to drive to the basket or they just zigzag out of there real quick because they don't want to deal with the size that is Zach Edey. He's just made everybody look more comfortable. This whole thing works better with Zach Edey in the picture, and it's been encouraging to see just how big of an impact he has been able to make. They've also had a pretty easy schedule, right? But I think, you know, it doesn't take away from the fact that they've managed to win all of these games, now 10-0 against below 500 teams. You play the teams who are in front of you, and right now they've been able to capitalize on beating the worst teams, beating the bad teams, and establishing themselves as better than that group below them. Now the next iteration of this is when hopefully Ja Morant gets added back into the puzzle, maybe Friday, hopefully Friday, and you start to see what the real ceiling is for this team. But it's been encouraging. It has been a total vibe shift. It felt like the vibes were on the floor just about 2.5 weeks ago. So it's been nice to see them stack some wins. And I think that's also important from a proof of concept, right? From a coaching standpoint of a rookie head coach in Tomas Isolo, seeing the vision come to life and lead to wins allows for the trust to be there where you can give it a little more patience because patience was wearing thin early on.
I'm with you completely, and that's why I felt like and you were touching on it for me there on Isolo that you've got to give him. Doesn't he deserve a ton of the credit for this? I realize nobody's looking to make a final grade here, but with where they were, the challenges he's faced through injury, Ja, Jaren, you know, not same page, on page, injured. And then like you've talked about, yeah, sure, schedule helps, Edey helps, but I feel like Isolo and settling guys down into the roles that he's got that vision for them in really deserves a lot of the credit here. What say you about his job?
Yeah, time helps, right? He had an availability last week, and he has some funny, like, Isolo-isms that come out. And he went on about how working through a season is like compounding interest, like a stockbroker, where there's no miracles and you can't overestimate the short term and you can't underestimate the long term. And progress takes a time period and usually it's longer than shorter. And you can be a little paranoid about this. Like, what's the perfect balance? When should you start being concerned? But ultimately, you can't rush the process. And I think we got to this point collectively where we all dunk on, like, trust the process because of everything that transpired in Philadelphia. But it is a truth. And there can be frustrations along the way. But if you stay, you know, really set in this is what I believe in, I think this is going to work. But it's something that's new and requires all of these players to adjust and to learn new roles and grow and be confident in those new roles. And for a handful of them, they're still so young. I mean, when you're looking at Edey, Cam Spencer and Jalen Wells, they're in year two. When you're looking at your rookies, especially in Cedric Coward, this is a rookie experience for him. So throw all of that together, and it's of course, sitting here, you know, in hindsight, easy to understand why it was a pretty bumpy start to the year. Throw in the injuries, throw in that you're down 4 point guards. I thought playing against Portland was such a good indicator of, oh, the Grizzlies are in such a better place, because Portland's without all their point guards and Drew Holiday, and they don't look like a functioning basketball team right now. And they were down their two bigs as well in Klingon and Rob Williams. But the Grizzlies have been able to tread water and find something with these role players. The bench is the highest scoring bench in the NBA this season. Now it really just comes to, okay, how do you keep these role players functioning at the level that they are and add in your stars of Ja Morant coming back and figuring out how to get the next level of Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Absolutely. We're talking to Jessica Benson. Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd and Grind City via Grizz Radio Network. I do want to ask you, you did tweet about the Memphis football hire.
Yeah, you guys got me in my feelings.
Oh, we did?
Not you guys. Sorry, Jason. Okay. Only you, John. Now I felt like I had to get
I mean,
back
it's a, it's a
bit.
Yeah, you're a Memphis media personality. You know, we demand you weighing in on this.
Yes.
Memphis hired Charles Huff. You know, there were people who I think had their, you know, hopes very high that it would be a Dan Mullen or a name. Charles Huff is not the household name, but as someone who follows the sport religiously, what do you make of the hire for Memphis with Charles Huff?
Yeah, I think, like, ultimately the only issue I saw with this was the timing of it, because it allowed for people to fantasize about a Dan Mullen. And then if it wasn't going to be Dan Mullen, I think a lot of people had really settled on Jerry Mack. And then he had his moment in the Conference USA Championship game, and you have people out there saying, man, this guy should be getting Coach of the Year votes along with Kurt Cignetti. And so then for it to be ultimately announced as Charles Huff, there's people out there who maybe don't follow everything as closely and say, wait a minute, I thought I was getting either this guy or this guy, and this is a third who I don't know. Now, what you'll find when you look into the history of Charles Huff, he has over 20 years of coaching experience at this point, and five of those being in the head coaching space. I think that's, you know, a really intriguing attribute, not to go pull from the coordinator well, as has been the case in the last few hires. But you have someone who, one, has won a conference championship in the Sun Belt, and two, took a team that won one game the year before he got there and got them back on a winning track. And when you look back at his experience as a coordinator himself, as a recruiter, I know times have changed in the NIL era, but when I hear the stories about Charles Huff, you know, making Saquon Barkley flip to Penn State when he was there under James Franklin, or how he worked with Najee Harris at Alabama, I'm less concerned about how recruiting has changed and more just understanding that this guy's really good with relationships. And coaching is a relationship business. And you can see in his clips, he's charismatic. There's a cheekiness to him at times. And I think once the press conference, which I believe has been scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, I would anticipate he'll win the press conference. And there's value to that. We won't know how a hire works until we see the games played. But the resume is there. Like, it's easy to understand how Memphis identified him as their guy and ultimately made that move to make him the new head coach.
I'm not saying this because he's gone, or I'm trying to say behind his back, or to be disrespectful to Ryan Silverfield, who obviously has a great opportunity at Arkansas. But don't you believe, just that with what Memphis is investing, that there's a good chance Charles Huff, Jerry Mack, someone else, that there are multiple folks that could do, if the job is better, if we're saying it's got to make conference championships games and win them, that can do a better job than Ryan did in the 6 years by not making one. Isn't it just logically true that there's probably multiple guys who can get this done at a higher level, or at least the level that meets fans' expectations?
Right. I mean, we saw it with Ryan. So it got to the point where 6 straight years, eventually, even if you still believe that it could happen someday, the fact of the matter is it hasn't happened yet. And yep, things have time limits on them. And, we talked about it after he took the Arkansas job, of it being almost a gift to Memphis. Not almost a gift, a gift where you don't have to make a decision.
That's right.
On what to do with Ryan Silverfield. He made it for you. And so now you enter into a new space and you get fresh life into this thing, and someone who will come in and at bare minimum, you go into next season saying, well, the guy who just missed the conference championship game 6 years in a row isn't still at the helm. Maybe this will be the guy who gets it done, right? Because yep, you haven't seen him here at this point. So I think it gives a fresh page, and it's an exciting time for the program.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I agree with your timing. Like, the longer that a search takes, it just you know, people really tend to get. And I don't think it helped that, you know, the existence of Kelce had Dan Mullen at one point, you know, 40 to 50 to, and like for 5 minutes, 90%. You know, I don't think that helped either, right? Like, I think people, you know.
No, but that's the media literacy of this all. Like, Kelce, no one should be looking at Kelce to say this is who Memphis is going to hire, right? And, like, now I just saw the story yesterday that Kelce and Polymarket are partnering with these, like, fake AI sports insiders to promote their different predictions and different betting odds and whatnot. And it's going to get so convoluted, but you have people who see these numbers and they think, oh, well, this means that this is trending in this direction and this has a legitimate chance of happening. Meanwhile, there was never really a legitimate chance of it happening.
Well, I would just say that it could be a signal, but it also could just be noise. And that's the part that, you know, like
hard to discern between.
Now, did I think the Dan Mullen thing when that was trending up to 90%? Obviously, I think we all knew that Dan Mullen would not be a 90%, you know, favorite to be the next head coach at Memphis. But there was a time throughout that Arkansas search where Ryan Silverfield was the favorite, then Golish was the favorite, and then Silverfield was the favorite again. So it ebbed and flowed, and you know, it ended up that was the signal. With Arkansas, because they claim that Silverfield was the first coach that they actually talked to. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that is what they said. So I think your larger point, though, on that is correct. There are some markets that I would say, like on a presidential election, I would say Kelce is going to be right. Like, there's going to be so much money bet on who the next president is going to be that they're very, very, very rare. Like, they're not going to be wrong. On a coaching search where, like, three people know, yeah, I think that's probably a more fair, you know, sentiment. Notre Dame is still crying as of this morning. They're still whining. The AD is saying so much damage was done by this. Do you think there will be fallout, you know, at large by Notre Dame being left out?
No, I think the bigger fallout will be tied to the two non-Power Four schools getting in Tulane and James Madison. And I think that's unfair because really this all comes down to the ACC having a terrible tiebreaker situation and for the best teams in the ACC just not having good seasons. Like, that's the simple answer to this. And instead, I mean, I think we began to see the response in the selection show as Nick Saban and Herb Street and all those guys are treating it like this, like, apocalyptic event. That you have James Madison and Tulane in this, and there has to be something, and can you make a rule where they have to be ranked in the top 20? And I don't even really mind that, but I do hope that there is still something grandfathered in where the non-power conference team does at least have a legitimate path to the playoff. But with Notre Dame, I mean, we've been doing this song and dance for so long, and to me, leaving them out just signified the importance of winning a conference championship. And you can say that applies to everybody. If you do not win your conference championship game, you are an at-large team. And if you are an at-large team, you are at risk of missing the playoff. Like, someone has to get left out. If it's not Notre Dame, if they expand it, then you're looking at, you know, was it going to be Vanderbilt who still gets left out or Texas who still gets left out? So this is going to continue because there's always going to be someone who's sad and upset to be left out. I think Notre Dame's only real, like, leg that they can stand on is the frustration with the committee in keeping them ahead of Miami all season and doing the great switcheroo on selection day, because that makes it seem nonsensical. Like, the real losers in this year to me is the committee. They didn't make sense. They weren't able to show their work. They ultimately got the right answer, I think, but they didn't do a good job of explaining how they got there.
Big win for Penny, it felt like, and the Tigers, obviously, against Baylor. I'm just curious, Jess, for you, did the in terms of what they could, you know, their chances, Louisville, Vanderbilt, did your faith level go up in terms of whether or not they've really got a chance in those games in terms of what you saw against Baylor?
Absolutely. Like, the alternative is they get spanked by Baylor and you're pretty close to being like, oh man, I don't know how closely I'm going to follow this right now, because your only wins are over San Francisco, who did beat Mississippi State, so that's good, but Southern Illinois and New Orleans. Now you have a legitimate win over a real team, and it gives you some momentum going into Saturday's game against Louisville, and you like to think, hey, you're saying there's a chance. And this is a team that hung with Purdue in the Bahamas and hung with Wake Forest. So there certainly is a chance still to turn this around and get things right before you go into American Conference play, where you hope that you have so clearly established yourself as the best team in the conference, and then you go about that path. But I think from just a saving the interest factor, that win over Baylor could not have been bigger for the Tigers.
Yeah, no, you're clinging to it. There's no question about that. Jessica, good luck. Go get them, Tiger.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
I appreciate your support.
Again, class. Nothing but class for me, you have to say, right? I mean, just the epitome.
Absolutely.
The epitome.
Notre Dame should call you.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Exactly.
You want to know how to handle being robbed, you know, of something that you so richly deserve? Call me. I'll let you know how to handle it. I'm handling it right now in the public eye. I'm on camera now, Jessica. I mean, I know y'all been doing it for a decade over there. We're on camera now, so people can see, you know, what I actually look like.
You men don't even understand. You get to still just roll up and be on camera. I have to do the whole song and dance every day of the hair and the makeup. It takes so much longer. It's
no,
so
unfair. I do, and you rock it, and I do absolutely respect your
Thank
commitment
you.
There. Because you're right, you can't just like show up in the hoodie and the sweatpants like we do every day. You know,
I mean, to be fair, I am in the hoodie and the sweatpants right now. But yeah, your point stands.
Just generally speaking, but you're the best. Thank you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
See you later.
She is Jessica Benson. Catch her on Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. Ben Hogan has weighed in. I have nothing to say to Ben Hogan, and I'm going to continue to bash Hogan on the airwaves with him not being able to defend himself. I'm gonna do it proudly. Change the format because it's not. We focused on me, but. There's another gentleman on this show that was deserving of a one seed and a bye who is not getting it.
Yep.
And or did you get a bye?
I have a bye. Okay, the one and two get the bye.
But you have the harder, quote-unquote.
I should be the one.
Right.
I beat him twice head up. Gabe knows it.
That's right.
That's man to man.
It's man to man. I mean, it's just man to man.
It's a six-footer against, you know, versus 6'7".
Right.
But I beat that 6'7" twice.
Yeah.
Head up. We just clashed. And I won both times.
Yep.
Now, football 101 always told me.
I mean, imagine if the NFL did tiebreakers for points scored for playoffs.
Imagine that.
Would never happen.
But what I'm not going to do is continue to beat up the commish.
I'm going to beat him up.
Who's not getting a chance to defend himself.
Well, he can defend himself in playoffs.
And what I am going to tell you is that we now have a time for Charles Huff's press conference.
Oh, we have a time!
It's been announced when it will be announced. When he will be announced.
Okay. Okay.
That's been announced.
All right, that's been announced.
We know it's tomorrow. Now we know the time.
By the way, we did not talk about the Ed Scott edit. It's like of the. I don't know if you saw the graphic that Memphis put out of Ed Scott.
Even more reason to.
But it's just that got a lot of attention on social media. We'll get into it over the break. Also, a grandfather might be joining the NFL. How about that?
It's crazy.
How about that?
Crazy story.
All that and more. Stick around. J&J, 90 China FM, ESPN. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right. So we officially now know when Charles Huff, next University of Memphis football coach, will be announced. He's going to have a press conference at 2:30 tomorrow. And then there will be, I guess, a separate.
A little mini scrum when you can get your questions in.
Yeah, with Coach Huff and then Dr. Ed Scott. Yeah,
a little bit more intimately, John.
Yes.
Where you can get in that scrum. So, yes. You know, press are starting at 2:30, scrum at 3:30. But, yeah, hopefully there'll be, does it say whether or not? I've had people ask me that there'll be a live stream of this. I don't see it, do you?
I don't see it on here.
Seems to me like, you know, you've got the capability to do that. And for folks have already asked me, and I think that's because maybe many feel like we did when it comes to the importance of this hire, right? How big this hire is for the program, not just the football side, but the athletic department as a whole. Folks are going to want to tune in. They're going to want to hear what he has to say. So I suspect they get that going, right?
From Jonah Dillon over there, has from the Commercial Appeal. Says it'll stream on ESPN Plus, as well as fans are welcome to go to the event in person.
Now, if you want to attend as media, you will need to fill out a media form. Otherwise, you will not be admitted in. You have to fill out a name, your media outlet, and that's the end of it. So
yeah, they don't want them, you know, that fake media up in there.
That's right. Like when I was at Lifetime yesterday, I was playing basketball late last night. But by the way, I don't know if I'll talk about this. It's always very random to me, like who lives here, like just, you know, randomly as you know, like former professional athletes. But I was playing out there with Brandon Jackson, former Green Bay Packers running back. He lives in Memphis now. He did go to Horn Lake, played at Nebraska, but now he's back in Memphis. Former, you remember him? Former Packer?
Yeah.
He won a Super Bowl there in, what would that have been, 2010? And I want to say, like, he put up some pretty decent numbers. Yeah, he had 700 yards that year,
mm-hmm.
and 3 touchdowns on the ground. So, Super Bowl champ out there. But somebody came up to me and they just... one of the employees came in in the middle of the game and asked me to provide proof of my membership. You know, I feel like y'all racially profiling me out here. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I felt very offended by it. But that's kind of, you know, that's not quite what's happening with Memphis. They want you to fill a form out before you show up. But had I not had it, obviously I would have been.
We can sense that you're offended that they're making folks do that, media do that. So. Don't worry.
I mean, they know who the media is, right? They know.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think you need to be offended. This is the most important hire in Memphis athletics history. You understand we're running a little security on this thing.
That's what they tell me. There is no question.
Well,
about that.
It's because it might not have been, you know, who some wanted. Doesn't change the importance of this hire.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, that Ed Scott graphic, have you still not seen it?
No, I'm not looking for it, bro. I thought you were going to bring it to my attention.
Well, there's a graphic here. Let's see
I'm trying to put out this Huff Presser News 2:30 and streamed on ESPN Plus. For the people.
This will be
Thank
big.
You, George.
This will be big. But basically, it was like a statement from him about the hire. And it's like got like three professional shots of Ed Scott. Like, it's like an edit, like when a guy commits to a team or something, you know?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Except it's like the AD.
This is great.
Except it's like the AD. Are you looking at it right now?
This is great.
Yeah. And it's like people are like, this is an AD doing this. And I got to say, I mean, this is just the way it is in 2025. Like, you have to promote yourself. You have to put your picture on it. I think it's great. I think he's, you know, that's kind of how a Power Four team, I think, would operate. You know, put the AD's picture on the quote, PhD, Ed Scott, PhD. You know, I have no issue with it. I think it's just the way you got to market it in 2025.
Agreed. Just market.
You know, that's
you one up there with three shots of Huff as well.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure they've got that out probably already.
Yeah.
But you want your football coach, you want his face out there, just like you want your AD's face out there.
Exactly.
It's about the brand.
Totally.
As it is more than one person or anything else.
Yep.
So if I'm Memphis, I'm pumping this all out. I'm getting family shots of Charles Huff. I'm shooting three edits of him on the same thing so that you know him at every angle.
Yep.
And hopefully he's going to fire some folks up in this press conference. You need as much juice as possible.
I think he will.
Going into next season. Yeah. From what everybody says, he's Mr. Fire You Up. So I can't wait to hear a little piece of it tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a
plus. The gentleman said
it'll be a good day for Memphis, I think. You know, he's obviously already put together some staff. He's brought a lot of his staff from Southern Miss already. Defensive coordinator, DB's coach, chief of staff, GM as well. So Memphis football will have a GM. You know, Kentucky basketball does not have a GM. How about that? And that's why they're struggling right now.
Maybe so.
They spent their $20+ million on the wrong players. I'm not saying a GM would have prevented that, but it would have probably helped. I mean, just the more you have.
That's the reason for it, right?
The better. Yeah. It's like, you've got to make sure these guys fit, you know, because if they don't, it can look a lot like this.
Right.
And we're the laughing stock of the sport right now because we spent $22 million and we're 5-4. And we can't beat anybody. And I don't know that they will. I don't know that at any point this
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.